This is the voice of Maitreya. Welcome to discover a new you. Wishing you most and more.
Is it wrong to have expectations, Maitreya?
Can I have expectation or not itself is an expectation. So, man is designed for desires. Even when people misquote Buddha and say, Buddha said we should have a desire-free life, which is not exactly what Buddha said. I think it's a little distorted. But wanting to have a desire-free life itself is a desire. Expecting that I should not have expectations itself is an expectation. So let's first accept a truth. Man is designed for desires and expectations, and we cannot be free from it. We need to. Where does this become an issue? While you have a right to have expectations, the world is not obligated to fulfill your expectations. Expectation is not the problem. Expecting that all my expectations should be fulfilled is the root of all the agitation in life. You have a right to your expectation. And the world may fulfill it. Here, when I say the world, it can be your spouse. It can be your children. It can be your government. It can be your parents. It can be your team. It can be how the market responds to a product or a service that you have launched. It can be about a delivery schedule from a supplier. It can be about your leader. It can be about your team. I can have an expectation about what sort of questions I want to be asked. You have an expectation about that I should give an answer that is compatible to your own expectations. But the truth of the matter is, the world is not obligated to fulfill any of our expectations. So as long as you realize that it's natural to have expectations, and so natural it is that some of my expectations may never get fulfilled. So that's why I always tell people, keep telling yourself, I understand neither all my expectations will be fulfilled in life, nor all my expectations will remain unfulfilled in life. Some of our expectations will get a tick mark. Some of our expectations will get fulfilled sooner than later. And some of our expectations will never get fulfilled. Life is an integrated package. Just chill. In this integrated package, knowing very well, neither can you fulfill all the expectations from the world, nor the world can fulfill all your expectations. But I have a hack here. If the design of a human being is that we are never free from expectations, do unto others what you want others do unto you, and do not do unto others what you do not want others do unto you, is the prophecy. So I feel all the expectations I have from the world, I'll first turn them as expectations from myself. I want the world to be punctual, let me be punctual first. I want people to be honest with me, then let me be first honest towards the world. I'm expecting sincerity from the team, let me lead them by example by being sincere. I want a very dynamic, enthusiastic world around me, let me lead the world with my own dynamism and enthusiasm first. I want God to be very good to me. So let me first be a very good devotee of God before I expect God to be good to me. So my hack is, the world says, don't point a finger towards the world. Three are pointing towards you. I'm saying, you turn. Turn that finger also towards yourself. My primary expectation is from myself. And only then I will expect anything from the world outside. By expecting from the world, you are at the mercy of the world. By expecting from yourself, you are in control of your life. And I want to be in charge of my life. Turn all the expectations you have from the world as expectations from yourself. You turn. Thank you.